Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. Another Fairbanks latitudinal artery road opened today. Phillips Field Road opened in time for the morning commute after being closed to through traffic since early June for road construction, said Alaska Department of Transportation spokeswoman Caitlin Fry. However, Fry said a crew will be striping Phillips Field Road Tuesday and pilot car operations will be in effect. Drivers can expect delays up to 20 minutes on Tuesday. The road will open again completely Wednesday. Fry said it will remain an active construction zone through October as crews wrap up the project. The Phillips Field project was undertaken in response to a string of crashes in 2015. Workers this summer slightly realigned the road and built shoulders in a narrow section near the coal conveyor belt over the Chena River. A retaining wall was constructed along the river to make space for the new, wider shoulder. The $3.2 million job was funded by the Federal Highway Safety Improvement Program. HC Contractors Incorporated did the work. A lead global collaboration of public and private groups are working to completely map the seafloor by the year 2030. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Marsha McChesney has more from two Alaska companies who are pitching in on the effort.
The Alaska Gasline Development Corporation is spearheading a project that could lead to the state getting a pipeline from Prudhoe Bay down to Nikiski in Cook Inlet. There, liquefied natural gas would be loaded onto tankers and then shipped to Asia. But before they could decide if it was feasible to do that, project managers needed to know what the bottom of the inlet looked like. Cook Inlet has extreme tides, giant boulders, and moving sand waves that could potentially bury the pipeline. So they hired a geoservice company to chart it out for them. And it turns out that Fugro, that's the company they hired, is part of a massive effort to completely map the seafloor by 2030. Fugro Alaska General Manager Rada Hajinova told me about it at a recent conference in Juneau.
Surprisingly, the world oceans are not mapped. They just look like they are, but it's just a visual trick.
Yeah, wait, I use that Google Earth thing all the time where I'm scrolling through to see what something is. Are you telling me those maps are a lie?
Those are just fillers. That's what we think it is. It's not based on any sounding or any measurement.
Fugro is partnering with this Seabed 2030 effort to replace those filler charts with real data. To do that, they're doing new mapping expeditions and helping to convince governments, private companies, and other sources of seafloor data to make it public, including the state's Gasline Corporation.
And, we thought about it for a bit, and we said, yeah.
That's Fritz Krusen. He's a VP at the Gasline Corporation.
This sounds like something good for the public, you know, for the Cook Inlet fishermen and for the marine traffic that goes up and down to Anchorage through the Cook Inlet.
Krusen says the state corporation has to clear the request with BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil first. They're the ones who own the original data. But he expects the data to be released in a few weeks. They're not the first company in Alaska to pay for marine charting data, then turn it over to the public. In late 2017, the broadband company Quintillion finished installing more than 1,000 miles of cable along Alaska's Arctic coast, bringing internet to communities from Prudhoe Bay to Nome. And just like the state's Gasline project, the company needed to know what was happening under the water before it could install the fiber optic cable. Christina Woolston is the company's VP of External Relations. And she says when the company started its project, there just wasn't a lot of information available about the seabed floor in the area.
We had a blank map to start from, and we surveyed the seabed floor along about 1,000 miles along the coast of Alaska.
Because this is the first time this type of work has been done in the area, Woolston says it adds data that could be used to build functional charts for everyone from fishing boat captains to new private industry in the Arctic. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.
On opening day, the Chena Tool Library catalog was stocked with dozens of hand tools, pneumatic tools, and woodworking tools, but library organizers were still hoping to purchase or get donations for other in-demand tools, including yard tools and food tools such as chicken pluckers and automatic canners. After years of planning, the Chena Tool Library held a soft opening on Saturday morning. Starting this week, the library will have open hours on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., during which members will be able to check out and return borrowed tools. A membership with the suggested donation of $1 for every $1,000 of the member's income is required to borrow tools from the Chena Tool Library. The library currently has about 20 members. The library is located inside a hangar of Alaska Land Exploration, which donated the space to the nonprofit. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.